How's it hanging, Eisenhower?
This is a United States military base.
I didn't think it was the Alamogordo. Why?
Remo handed a few bills over to the cabbie.
Thanks.
The taxi drove off in a cloud of dust. As the cab headed down the road to the main gate, Remo turned back to the general. He had taken only two steps before Chesterfield propped his walking stick against Remo's chest.
Hold it right there, civilian.
The name is Remo, and before this conversation ends with that cane sticking out of your ass, I was sent here from Washington.
Washington? What's this all about?
Serial killer, burn corpses, army soldier.
Even as Chesterfield's jowly mouth opened to deny that last accusation, Remo cut in.
Don't bother, I asked an Alamogordo. He's one of yours.
Chesterfield was already doing some rapid calculations in his head. He didn't want to admit to anything that could come back to bite him later on. After weighing the options for a split second, he decided there probably wasn't much harm admitting that Elazu Root was from his base.
He's one of my boys. That is to say, one of the Army's boys. They just send me the crates. I don't know how many rotten apples are sitting in them.
So there is only one man.
One United States Army soldier, yes.
General Chesterfield!
The two men turned to see a lieutenant, who appeared to be too young for a razor, running across the dusty yard. He barely avoided bumping into dozens of men in his haste to cross over to Chesterfield.
We think we've got him, General. One of the MP units failed to report in. Chopper spotted their jeep at a saloon beyond the forest.
Chesterfield's eyes had gone wide. With facial tics as subtle as a baseball bat to the back of the head, he tried to warn the lieutenant not to speak in front of Remo. The officer didn't get the hint.
Do you think he killed him?
It wouldn't be his first, sir.
Remo wheeled on Chesterfield. Chesterfield's face froze mid-tick. He pretended it was an itch. He scratched at it with his riding crop.
How many has he killed so far?
Let's see now.
8 MPs confirmed. 2 now suspected.
He's killed 10 MPs.
And a dozen civilians.
Lieutenant!
Sir!
I'm sure you didn't join this man's army to chatter away like a member of my dear sweet departed mother's quilting circle. God rest her soul.
Sir! No, sir!
Then kindly stow the hearsay until we got some damn solid facts.
Yes, sir!
Why hadn't this made national news?
We've been keeping a lid on things so far. Don't want to alarm the populace.
What about warning them that a maniac is on the loose? Who is this guy? Has he some kind of special training or something?
Let his army business.
Chesterfield wheeled his great girth to the lieutenant.
Ready my chopper! I want everything we've got thrown at him! Is that understood?
Yes, sir!
Wait a minute, you're doing all this for one man?
One army man, yes.
As opposed to one Spider-Man.
He's not under my command.
Oh, forget it. And while you're at it, forget sending any more of your men in. I'll go.
Alone?
That's a general idea.
You against Root? The desert sun's getting to you, boy.
Humor me.
Chesterfield's keen military mind instantly went to work. He began weighing the idea of sending all the troops under his entire command after Root against the prospect of sending Remo in alone. For him to go along with the outlandish scheme, there would have to be a mighty big benefit for Delbert Xavier Chesterfield. The plus side of the scenario immediately presented itself.
You've got authority to override me?
I suppose. If it's necessary, I can go right to the top.
Washington takes the blame for any screw-ups?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
General Chesterfield happily slapped his swagger stick against one massive thigh. His smile was as wide as the New Mexico desert.
Son, I think you and I can come to what my grandpappy used to call an understanding.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.